Hello, Kaya. God's peace.
God's peace, Laura.
It's so great to see you here in studio. This is your first time here, I understand.
Yep.
Yeah, and just a few minutes ago, you made a really fun comment. You said, it's so fun in here, or something to that effect.
Yeah, it's a fun atmosphere.
It's very busy place. There's a lot going on here, but it's one of the... It's air conditioned, which is lovely this year.
Yeah, very nice.
So these services are turning out to be quite warm, at least right at the beginning here. Were you thinking of that when you were designing the logo?
No, I wasn't.
So yeah, how did you become involved in designing the logo?
Well, I've done like some artwork and writing for the LSE in the past. So when our summer services committee became the summer services committee, they knew that I had done work in the past, so they just reached out to me and asked, hey, are you willing to work with us?
Oh, great. And this is kind of neat. Like when I first heard that you were the one that designed the logo, I was like, wait a minute, that's one of my girl's friends. So you're a bit younger than sometimes some logo designers, I guess, have been in the past. And so that's really exciting and fun to me that even the young people are really involved in at kind of a high level.
I was kind of shocked. I was like, why me? I feel a little young for this.
Well, you did a lovely job. It's a beautiful colors and everything. So why don't you describe to us the 2026 Summer Services logo for those who are listening?
Well, first of all, it's like an oval shape, like sideways, like it's an oval.
So what brought you to an oval shape? Because often it's been round, hasn't it?
Yeah, most of the time it's been a circle. But I don't know. I think we were just thinking, you know, in the past there's been a lot of blues and just like a circle. And they thought, maybe we'll try something different. Okay. So the committee actually introduced it to me and said, hey, should we try this?
Okay.
Because I originally designed it in a circle. And then they said, should we try an oval? And I said, hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, and you've got... There's a couple of figures in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it in front of me. Oh, there it is. Yeah. So can you tell us what's, you know, at the kind of at the top of it and in the middle and on the bottom? And
well, the figures in the front, there are three figures in the front on the first hill, and it's the lowest one. And there's like a little path on it. And two of the figures are on the path. And one of them is off the path and also slightly outside of the oval outline. And the person who's outside of the path is supposed to symbolize someone who is not in faith. And they also have like a hood over their head, while the other two who are on the path don't. They have no hood. And the two people on the path, one of them is pointing towards the sun, and the sun is on the highest hill on the right side of the oval. And he's like pointing, like showing. And then there's another person on the path, like below the person pointing. And he's kind of like guiding the person who's not on the path. Okay. Just like, come with us. Mm-hmm. That was the idea.
An invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the motto for these services is that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. So it's symbolizing the believers bringing or telling those who are not in faith and don't have this gift of faith, inviting them to come along,
mm-hmm.
come with us. Does the sun symbolize anything?
Well, it's in the logo, it's setting. So okay. It's supposed to symbolize like evening, and the colors are warmer, like pinks and reds. It's supposed to symbolize like the end of day, like it's drawing to a close and also you could think of it in a sense of like time is coming to an end. So come with us because it's almost time to go. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking when I was sketching it out.
That's beautiful. And the cross, of course, is on there very prominently, mm-hmm. too.
The sun is right behind the cross to outline it.
Mm-hmm. So this is symbolizing that we are going toward heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That is so beautiful. Did you have a certain inspiration for this design and everything? Was there a certain experience in your mind or anything when you thought of the person off the path and the people on the path, or was it just simply the motto that made you think of that, how to do it?
I don't really remember how it came to mind, but a lot of the process was sketching out ones that looked super similar, like just tweaking little details, and then we would bring them to the committee and say, like, hey, what do you like about this, and what do you not like? And we just...
So there might have been, like, one person in a different spot in the picture, or a different color here, or something mm-hmm. like that. Is that what you're meaning by all the tiny little details?
Yeah, so it all kind of, like, just pieced together. I don't really remember how we came to this conclusion.
Yeah, the process just goes along, and you're not keeping track in your mind what happens along the way. So what did you use to sketch it? You said, did you use pencil first as a sketch, or did you, you know, paints, or?
Well, just to start as like really rough drafts, I would do like just like a light pencil sketch on like maybe a sticky note or a notepad. And then since those don't take up an entire page and it doesn't take a ton of work to do that, you can tweak things really easily. So I just sketch a little circle or a guy or little pieces at a time, like maybe the path would look like this or the little guy would look like that. So, and then we just kind of put all the little pieces and little sketches together and then figure it out from there.
So you had many different sketches, and then you would make a different one using an element from this one and an element from that one, and then you came up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. That's so interesting to me. And did you say, I think I read in the Voice of Zion that you used markers?
Mm-hmm. We started with pencil, and then when we came to the colors point, like what colors are we going to use, then it was a lot of marker work. Like this color doesn't go with that one, and this doesn't really bring out the meaning, and then this one is nice, we'll try that.
Okay, lovely. Those colors that are on there don't necessarily, like, I don't remember seeing markers of those colors, but you must have had the deluxe version of the marker box.
Yeah, they weren't exactly that tone, but when we transferred it to a digital version, then they altered it more.
Oh, okay, then you
like
could,
to like the perfect shape.
Okay, that's wonderful. Yeah. How long did the whole process, you said you don't remember, but do you remember, was it a year or no?
Definitely a few months. I think when they first introduced the idea to me or asked me to work with them, it's probably like May or June. And then it was a lot of thought and just thinking, what does this motto even mean, mm-hmm. first of all? Because it took me a while to figure that out. And then just to go from there, what colors would work? Like, what's the best way to bring the message out? Like a rainbow, a dove. I know one of my first ideas was like, kind of like the vision of the ark and the dove leaving the ark. But then we were like, well, that's a good idea, but I don't know if that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably took from June to September, October.
Okay. Yep, through the fall. And then you had to have it officially at the LLC by when? Do you remember?
Probably in September.
Okay, yeah. So that's many months before services are even mm-hmm. going to happen.
Yeah, it was something that really was eye-opening. I was like, I didn't realize it took this much time and work. Like, I never really thought about the people who made it.
Yeah.
In the past.
Yeah. So now you'll have a common experience with somebody else who has designed a logo.
Yeah.
You can take your experience now and start learning more about design in, I don't know, what do they call it? Not in media design maybe and stuff. Mm-hmm. So this logo or the service motto, which I mentioned earlier, but again, I can say it, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. What thoughts come to your mind when you hear this passage from 1 John 1:3? And I just would like to add here that you probably had a few discussions with people about the motto, I would imagine, mm-hmm. along the way.
Yeah. One of our first meetings as the committee was just trying to decipher the logo, like not the logo, but the motto. And like, what does this mean? What are some good elements to bring this out? And like, we would go around the table and be like, or just have an open discussion, like, what do you think? And some said a dove, and some said like flowers or rainbow or people. So
is there anything that comes to your mind from your own life that is it that experiences or anything that where you have had a chance maybe to talk to people in the world or? We have our own faith. We have our faith and we go through life, living our lives and not talking to people much about it necessarily, mm-hmm. but it shows up in our in how we live our life. Right. So, I suppose we kind of speak more through our actions
mm-hmm.
in our lives of faith rather than telling somebody this is how we believe and this and you should come and see and hear mm-hmm. at church.
Yeah, I suppose that thinking along those lines, my brother recently got married and my unbelieving grandparents from down south came. And maybe that would be a way of like what we have seen and heard we declare unto them. Because they were just amazed. They were like, wow, there's so many people here. Mm-hmm. This church is so nice. All the kids are singing together before the wedding. I've never seen that happen.
Uh-huh.
And it was really sweet because I never would have thought about that before.
Right. Right. And a lot of times when we're in the world and we're just living, going through life, having piano lessons. I heard you have piano lessons.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. going to school, going to work, and people see us and they just can maybe see that something's different about us. And that's how we declare
mm-hmm.
unto them that which we have seen and heard. Yes. So would you like to send greetings to someone you think might be listening to this broadcast?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about anyone in particular, but I'd like to send greetings to anyone who's listening.
That's beautiful. All the young people out there who are listening and they're hearing that someone young can be involved
mm-hmm.
in doing stuff for summer services.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, lovely. You have many friends all over, I think.
Yeah, I do.
Because we ended up, some of my girls ended up being your friends, and we are from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And we just came to your house one weekend when we were on our way to Content Creators, and suddenly you have more friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my circle has really been opening up recently.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, I didn't have like very many friends, you know, because mm-hmm. you know, I had my cousins and my siblings, but then once I started going to like music camps and confirmation and HABs, and I was like, wow, suddenly I have so many people I know.
Yes, camps are an excellent way to get to know friends and friends in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming into the studio today. It's been just a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah.
I hope that in the fact that you have seen us here, you can become involved in broadcast work and that your experience with designing the logo and your story about it and everything can encourage many young people, more young people, to become involved in the work of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Has it been what kind of an experience has it been for you to be involved?
It's been good.
Yeah.
It's been a good time.
A good time. When you can be involved visiting with people who are your parents' age and feel like, wow, I'm part of all of this. Okay. Thank you very much, Kaya.
Thank you.
Yeah.